It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Caitlin Kozad.
Good morning and welcome to Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Caitlin Kozad, and for today's program, we're talking about physical therapy at Good Shepherd and all the services their team provides for our community. Joining me this morning are special guests, Mr. Rick Burrill and Mr. Moses Munar, who are both physical therapists at Rehab Associates, LLC. They're located in the Good Shepherd Medical Group Clinic, and each of these individuals have over 40 years of experience caring for patients in need of physical therapy. Rick and Moses, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Certainly. It's our pleasure.
Thank you for inviting us.
So let's begin with a little background information. Why don't you both tell us a little about yourselves?
Well, I've been a Good Shepherd for 23 years, and Rick has been here for 30 years. And in the area for 37 years. We both graduated from the same school, Loma Linda University in Southern California. I graduated in 1978, and Rick graduated in 1979.
Oh, amazing. I didn't know you both went to school together. Quite a bit of history there.
Yeah.
So yep. Where are you both originally from, and what was so appealing about setting your roots down in Eastern Oregon?
I'm originally from Seattle. I went to college in Walla Walla, where I realized for the first time that it didn't have to rain every day. While I was in Walla Walla working on getting my prerequisites out of the way in order to apply for physical therapy school, I roomed with a guy from Hermiston, Steve Walker, known for his watermelons. He was my roommate, and we became great friends. I would come home with Steve and visit Hermiston, and I discovered that they had a great need here for physical therapy, so I kept that in mind when I went to Loma Linda University in Southern California for my training in PT. While I was at school at Loma Linda, I started to date this girl and then discovered that she was also seeing this other guy, Moses. Well, to make a long story short, Moses and I became best of friends, and the girl, well, she's history. When I finished my schooling, I worked for a few years in Southern California at Loma Linda University and specialized in orthopedics and TMJ disorders. I didn't really want to raise a family in Southern California, so I called Dr. Carpenter up here in Hermiston, and he encouraged me to come up and set practice here. So I came to Hermiston in 1983. 37 years ago.
Wow.
Lived with my friend Steve for a couple months and started Eastern Oregon Physical Therapy. Several years later, I sold the practice and became the director of PT at St. Anthony's until 1990, when I developed a relationship with Good Shepherd Hospital and was contracted to run the physical therapy department. The practice started growing leaps and bounds, and several years later, I contacted Moses to see if he'd be willing to come up to Hermiston and help me out. I'll let him take over now and tell his story.
Well, I grew up in the small town of Gridley in Northern California, whose high school mascot happened to also be the Bulldogs. After graduating high school, I decided to take a year and work before starting college. I took a construction job in Hawaii, which was to last about a year. I then went to college in the Napa Valley, and then physical therapy school at Loma Linda University in Southern California, graduating in 1978. I worked in the hospital setting for about 5 years before starting up a private practice in Southern California. Things went very well, and in 1995, a medical group of about 114 physicians whose patients I'd been treating through the years decided they wanted to provide their own physical therapy services and asked if I would manage their department. Mm-hmm. I expressed that I couldn't because I was very busy with my own private practice. They countered with, could we buy your practice and then you could manage it? Well, I thought it over and decided to do it. At that time, I also decided to go back to PT school for a master's degree in physical therapy, as many of my employees were now graduating with the master's. Loma Linda University at the time offered a night school program where a PT could get their master's over 2 years doing half-time in the evenings.
Ah.
I somehow thought it would be a great idea to do full-time night school and finish in 1 year instead of two. Needless to say, that was a crazy year working full-time and going to school full-time. The following year, Rick started approaching me about coming up to Hermiston and joining him to design a new PT department, as his current department was small and was located where the pharmacy is now. My wife, Kim, who is also a physical therapist and works with us now at Good Shepherd, and our two children made the move in 1997. Rick and I became partners and were able to open a new PT department here at Good Shepherd in 1998. The department has grown significantly since then. So in total, I've worked here at Good Shepherd Hospital for 23 years and Rick 30 years.
My goodness, that is amazing, you two. What a history there. And so many years you've already been caring for patients here in the community. It's tremendous. So why did you decide to become physical therapists? And maybe you could explain what makes you passionate about caring for patients in our community.
Well, in high school and college, I was a gymnast, so I was very interested and fascinated with how the body works. Being a gymnast, you tend to have injuries now and then, and I learned about physical therapy and how it can help you recover quicker and better. So what makes me passionate about my job is that it is very satisfying to help someone get well. And a side benefit is that you meet a lot of great people. And over the course of their therapy, you get to know them on a personal level as well. It's a very rewarding job and brings you to work daily with the challenge of how you're going to help your patients' unique problems that day.
Absolutely.
Well, my direction to physical therapy was a little bit different. That year that I took off from high school, between high school and college, was the start for me. About halfway through that year, I had injured my back, which put me in the hospital for about 4 weeks.
Wow.
I met a lot of caring people during that 4 weeks who really impressed me. I was able to return to work, but decided then that I would go to college for sure and wanted to do something in the medical field. I chose physical therapy because I wanted to work directly with patients, helping them through their problems. I thoroughly enjoy getting to know my patients, whom I see all the time in our small community, along with seeing our staff experiencing the same.
So it's inspiring to hear what got you guys started in the medical fields. We consider you both to be experienced physical therapists with over 40 years each in the field. What can you tell us about your journey and the positive impact you've had on your patients?
Well, for me, it's been a fun and rewarding journey. There isn't much you haven't seen after 40 years of practice and continuing education, so you develop a large tool bag of techniques and ways to help your patients. As far as a positive impact on my patients, aside from their getting better and functioning at a higher level of capacity, it is most rewarding watching the patients bond with one another while they're in physical therapy, as well as with the staff and therapists. We try to create an atmosphere of healing.
I agree with Rick. We really enjoy and get rewarded getting to know our patients on a personal level. It is also fun seeing patients who have not seen each other in 5, 10, even 20-plus years reconnecting, as well as the connections patients make with staff and other patients. You might need to talk to patients about the positive impact we've had. I do know that we, as well as our staff, get patients calling in asking to be seen by, quotes, their therapist, which is rewarding in itself.
Absolutely. So have you had a running tally of about how many patients you've cared for over the years?
No, we don't have a running tally, but we have a storage unit here on campus that's full of thousands and thousands of patients' charts.
Wow.
Before COVID-19, we would see probably 80 to 100 outpatients on the schedule each day. Plus, we have an inpatient therapy team that sees patients up in the hospital.
I did take a look into it several years ago by just counting patient charts, and at one time, we had a little over 11,000 patients.
Oh, that's amazing. So you both are part of Rehab Associates, which is located in the Good Shepherd Medical Group Clinic on our main hospital campus. Tell us about your partnership with Good Shepherd and how that really works.
Well, from our inception in 1990, it's been our aim to make our relationship with the hospital as seamless as possible. We've provided care for the hospital's patients needing physical therapy. It's been a very good partnership with the hospital, as both parties have been focused on the best possible care for our mutual patients. They have provided the space, and we've provided the equipment and staff. However, the hospital has provided us with a therapy pool, which has been a great blessing for the people of this community, and being able to better treat conditions that would not do well out in the gym.
Wow.
We had been contracted for outpatient, inpatient, and home health services, but we are now contracted for inpatient services and are in private practice in the outpatient department.
Ah, I see. Thank you for explaining that for our community members, as I'm sure they were curious. So let's take a good look at the scope of your services. What do physical therapists actually do for their patients?
Well, how much time do you have? Our therapists are very proficient at treating a myriad of orthopedic, neurological, spinal, and musculoskeletal conditions like sports injuries, back and neck pain, ruptured discs, spinal conditions like scoliosis, stroke rehabilitation, brain injury rehab, spinal cord injuries, lymphedema, where an extremity might swell after having surgery or some other pathological condition, headaches, vertigo, Parkinson's and other neurological conditions, fractures, total joint replacements, spinal surgery, rotator cuff tears and other shoulder injuries, post-operative rehab, pain management, fall prevention, improving overall strength and balance, management of age-related medical problems, and recovery from trauma. We treat from the head and hands down to the feet, depending on the problem.
And that's the short list.
Yeah, that is amazing. Quite the scope of care and services that you provide for our community. It's tremendous. What therapies and in-office procedures do you also provide?
Well, to treat all these conditions, we have a large department full of equipment to assist us in helping our patients recover and meet their goals. As I mentioned earlier, we have a warm therapy pool that is used quite extensively. We have several machines we use for providing either assistance through the exercise with no resistance or light resistance, all the way up to heavy resistance training, depending on what the need of the patient is. We have muscle stimulators to help in neuromuscular reeducation when a muscle is weak and not working properly. We have a treadmill that goes backwards and has a strap around your waist, so you have to push backwards with your legs as if you were trying to pull a heavy object backwards. We have overhead lifts so we can either take weight off an extremity while someone is walking or use it to assist someone to stand. We have a standing frame to get someone standing that cannot stand at all on their own. We have machines to help do endurance, stamina, and cardio training. We have weights and pulleys to assist patients. For example, if they can't raise their arm, the weighted pulley can help them raise their arm. And we can adjust the weight so that it will not raise the arm without them giving some effort. We have moist heat packs, ultrasound, and laser light therapy machines to assist with healing. We have a crushed ice machine when we need to help control swelling, and numerous things to help us treat hand injuries. For example, we have a paraffin bath, which allows us to dip a hand in a mixture of wax and mineral oil that is at a higher temperature to give increased blood flow. Paraffin, by nature of its low specific heat properties, allows considerably greater thermal conduction than does water at the same temperature. In fact, water at the same temperature would burn you.
My goodness, that is amazing. So I'm sure our listeners are wondering, what is the age range of patients that you can care for?
Well, we have seen several patients that were at least 100 years old.
Wow.
I treated a three-month-old a couple of weeks ago for a neck problem, and we have seen patients frequently in their 90s for problems with balance and falling, or possibly for working to restore function following neurological damage from a stroke. At this time, we do not have a pediatric physical therapist, but we're looking to hire one.
So basically, patients of all ages.
Correct.
Yeah. So I'm sure you both have seen your patients making amazing progress under your care. So any significant success stories you could share with us?
Well, there are many, but I'll list one. I once had a 60-year-old female patient who received a back surgery, and because of the pain from her back surgery, she regressed over a several-year period to where she could only walk using a walker at a very slow speed. Mm-hmm. We found that all the years of succumbing to the pain resulted in her developing secondary musculoskeletal problems. Through the use of stretching, exercise, and encouragement, we were able to resolve the secondary issues, and within 4 weeks, she was walking without pain or need for a walker at a fast pace and almost faster than I could keep up with. Her original surgery had done its job, but the secondary response was what had slowed her down. We frequently get letters from patients expressing their gratitude for the help they received from our office.
Oh, I'm sure.
We have a plethora of success stories that I can recall. We had one patient come in a wheelchair because it was simply too painful for him to stand. He just got discharged from the hospital. We adjusted his pelvis and he walked out pain-free. We've had numerous patients come in that could not walk for one reason or another, and with using the pool and progressing them onto land, they learned to walk again. Patients have come in so dizzy they're sick and leave without dizziness, or have come in with severe pain or disabling headache and leave without any pain.
Oh, that's amazing. It sounds like some of your patients probably felt like they witnessed a miracle. So that's amazing that you guys are able to do that. How do you determine the best treatment for your patients?
Well, when we get a referral, we will schedule that patient, and sometimes that patient will be put with a specific therapist that may have a special expertise in the treatment of that patient's diagnosis. We have numerous specialties available, examples of which include treatment of Parkinson's, lymphedema, orthopedic problems and sports injuries, hand and wound problems, craniosacral issues, as well as balance and vertigo treatment, and that's just a few.
That's the fun and challenge of physical therapy. Once we determine which therapist will see the case, we make contact with the patient and schedule an appointment for an assessment. The patient comes in for the assessment, and the therapist then draws up a treatment plan on how that patient will best be treated to achieve their goals.
Fantastic. So listeners might be wondering, what are some of the risks they might run into?
Well, one risk is you'll probably get sore.
In general, physical therapy is fairly low risk. Outcomes can vary. They can be great where a patient has met or exceeded goals of therapy. There are situations where a patient has not completely met goals of treatment and needs to continue a home program in order to facilitate continued progress. There are times, due to the patient's problems, that they do not make any significant improvements with treatment, for which therapy may not be the answer. Seldom does therapy make patients' problems regress.
I believe it. Another question I thought of, what about wound care? Is that something you guys can treat?
Well, I have special training in wound care and actually started the wound care program at the hospital, but we have great nursing wound care specialists at the hospital now, so we've turned wound care over to them. They're very competent and do a fantastic job.
Absolutely. What can patients expect when they receive care from you? In other words, maybe you could describe your care philosophy.
Well, they can expect that we will put our heart into their case and into their care. Our therapists tend to make it a personal challenge to help their patients achieve their goal for why they're coming into therapy. Our philosophy is to make the patient's concerns and challenges our concerns and challenges. Mm-hmm. Of all the different members of the healthcare team, physical therapists spend the most time with the patients and get to know them quite well. So it not only becomes a professional challenge to help the patient, but it also becomes a personal caring to do your best to make that patient better.
And I agree with what Rick just said.
Yeah. How is it partnering with the care team here at Good Shepherd? Many of our patients have appreciated the cohesiveness and teamwork between our organizations over the years.
Well, we've been partnered with Good Shepherd since 1990. Rick for 30 years and myself for 23 years. The track record shows that it has been good.
Yeah, the partnership with Good Shepherd has been amazingly good. As I mentioned before, both sides are very concerned about the patient and have worked together as a team to help us give the very best care that we can to our community.
Yes, you stated that so well. How could you ease a patient's fears that may have lost hope in getting back to the things they love doing?
Well, I would encourage them to seek help. I cannot tell you how many patients have gone through physical therapy and reported that they have not felt that good in years and have not been able to do this or that for many years, and they can't believe how much better they feel and how much better they are moving. It may take hard work, but it is generally well worth the effort.
I would encourage patients to seek care, and with the knowledge that they do not have to go it alone, let them know that there are resources that can help them maximize their potential.
Absolutely. So now getting to a fun question, what are some of your guys' hobbies outside of work?
Well, I have too many hobbies and not enough time for them. I enjoy motorcycle riding, on-road, off-road, golfing, mountain biking, boating, vintage cars, and now spoiling our first and only grandchild so far.
Aww.
Well, my wife says my work is my hobby. But I enjoy a lot of things as well. I enjoy spending time with my family, gardening, and I do a lot of mountain biking.
Yeah, I have to ask that question because our area is just so incredible and easy to enjoy the outdoors. So that's usually a common theme amongst the folks that work at Good Shepherds. They love getting outdoors. So I want to transition into kind of a COVID-related item. So I imagine with your level of experience and knowledge in healthcare, you've both dealt with some, if not many, forms of crisis management. So what has it been like serving our community during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, in all my years, we've never had to deal with something like this. We've had to develop a system that still allows us to treat patients that need our care. We initially triaged the care based on things like age of patient, underlying health conditions of the patient, as well as whether the patient's physical therapy needs are emergent or not.
Yes, and you know, now that we have opened up, you know, to more volumes, I'm sure that has been great to be able to care for all patients rather than prioritizing care as many service lines have had it to do. So we want our community members to feel safe to come in for their care. What safety measures is Rehab Associates currently operating under to protect patients?
Well, it's been a very interesting time, to say the least. We've done our best to protect our patients. We're following all of the hospital and state guidelines to help protect our clients and staff. All of our personnel go through daily screening to make sure we do not have any ill staff working. All of our patients also go through screening before each therapy session, and everyone is wearing masks and social distancing. Mm-hmm. We go through an enormous amount of disinfectant, because if a piece of equipment or anything else is touched, it is disinfected before used again.
Yes, I imagine you've had to increase time between you know, procedures and therapy and such as well for that extra cleaning. So if someone was suffering from a condition that could be treated with physical therapy, what would you want them to take away from our conversation today?
Well, foremost, physical therapy can treat a wide variety of conditions and problems. I just want the patients to know that there is help available.
Yeah, we would encourage you to see your doctor and talk to them about it. We would be happy to see you and assess your situation.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to share with our community?
Sure. In the 37 years I've been here, I've seen tremendous improvement and growth in excellence at Good Shepherd. And we try to reflect that in the physical therapy department as well.
Yeah, we have a great physical therapy team here at Good Shepherd Physical Therapy, and we look forward to providing continued help for our community.
For even more years, another 40 more, right?
There you go.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us today, and especially for your diligence in meeting our community's healthcare needs safely during this time. You have made a huge difference in the lives of our patients and their ability to get back to their normal activities.
That's definitely our pleasure.
Yeah, and we appreciate you inviting us to talk about it.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, our special guest today were Mr. Rick Burrill and Mr. Moses Munar, who are both physical therapists at Rehab Associates, LLC. They're located in the Good Shepherd Medical Group Clinic, and each of them have over 40 years of experience caring for patients in the need of physical therapy. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate all the work of our doctors, nurses, therapists, and their support teams during these unprecedented times. This is Good Health Live, brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System in the KOHU studio. Thank you for joining us, and be safe.